Today's a WRAL weather alert day. We have a wind advisory in effect until noon. I'll show you how strong the winds are now and when the winds will be strongest today where you are.
We're live in downtown Raleigh this morning on Fayetteville Street, where we are noticing that those winds are really starting to pick up. Just ahead, what new information we've learned about power outages in the last 15 minutes.
We also have breaking news we're following as you look live right now. Barton Street in Durham, a man has been shot and killed. This scene has been active with law enforcement there for more than 5 hours now.
And today we'll get an update on plans to revitalize downtown Raleigh, the proposals in the works for Fayetteville Street, and how they could change the way you enjoy the city. It is 6 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday. For the second day in a row, we have a WRAL weather alert day. And although we have some light rain out there, today's threat is a strong wind gust. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. Yeah, very different reasons here, but because of all that rain yesterday, things, you know, the ground could be soft, the trees could be loose, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, with these high winds, that could cause trouble, power outages, trees coming down, things like that.
Already down around the Fayetteville area and in our southern county, we've seen winds gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour this morning. It hasn't been quite as windy in the triangle, but all that wind will translate northward as we get through the morning hours. We're looking at winds gusting 35 to 45, beginning to decrease a little bit around the middle of the day, but it's still going to be breezy all the way until around sunset or so. Take a look at our winds hour by hour. The steady winds are here. So winds steady at about 15 to 20 this morning up until around 9 a.m. Between 9 and noon, those winds likely to be steady 20 to 25, and then gradually tapering off as we get through the afternoon. But gusts up to 35 to 45 miles per hour, and the strongest winds likely to be around the middle of the morning up until around lunchtime. Take a look at these gusts. It's dropped a little bit. Fayetteville at last check was gusting at 41, but earlier this morning gusting to 46 miles per hour. The steady winds are on the left and the gusts are on the right. So we're gusting to 25 in Southern Pines, 24 in Goldsboro, and 34 in Clinton. No gusts where the boxes are empty, but again, I expect the winds to pick up some from the Triangle area northward. We have the potential for isolated power outages with winds gusting 40, 45 miles per hour. So we'll be watching for some limbs or some small trees to come down. We still have some lingering rain from this system from yesterday. We'll zoom in around the Triangle area from Red Oak back to Wendell. We're seeing some rainy conditions here. We've actually had some thunder and lightning up around Roanoke Rapids. That last bit of that rain is starting to pull on out. The rain should be over by the time we get to between 7 and 8 o'clock, and then we'll continue to see clearing skies. But again, some breezy conditions will be a little slower to clear in our northeastern counties as that low begins to pull away from us. And as that low pulls away, those winds will start to die down as well. Check-in temperatures. It's in the upper 50s to around 60 this morning. You can see the water on the camera lens here in Zebulon. That shower just rolled through. It is 56 degrees currently. Winds are, again, at about 6 to 10 miles per hour in the Triangle right now. Temperatures will hold in the 50s for a bit and maybe top out at around 60 degrees. We turn much colder tonight after the system moves through. We'll check out temperatures for your Valentine's Day coming up. We take a view over there where Kelsey Coffee is there on Fayetteville Street. And Kelsey, you said the wind's starting to pick up a little bit.
Hey, Elizabeth, we got here in the WRAL storm track around 5:15, and that wind has been steady. It's been consistent, as you just mentioned earlier. You can see that the flags are flying. Here we also see all the plants that are flying. I've seen folks coming in to do their hot yoga, and they're all huddled up before they walk inside. We've been checking out the power outages, and Duke Energy says that 27 customers are without power in Cary right now. But Sanford is where we're seeing the most power outages. More than 800 customers are without power right now. So we'll keep you updated as we continue to monitor that. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
At 6:03, we're getting some showers on the eastern side of Wake County. Take a look at 64 at Green Pace Road in Zebulon. You can see those droplets on the lens there. Some wet roads in the Triangle as this last little batch of showers moves through. And you can see is on the western side of Wake County in Morrisville, Cary, and Apex, the rain has come to an end. Durham and Chapel Hill, you're in the clear. But through Raleigh and east of Raleigh, you're still going to run into some showers here for the next little while. So the roads will be wet. Just check these two incidents here. These are disabled vehicles, not causing any big problems. I'll watch the sensors and I'll let you know if that changes. But for now, traffic's flowing freely in those areas and throughout the rest of the Triangle.
Thanks, Brian. Breaking news right now. A man is dead after a shooting in Durham. It happened on Barton Street. Brett Neese is on that scene right now in the WRAL breaking news tracker. Investigators have been on this scene. It's been very active since just after midnight, Brett.
Yeah, Jeff, it happened around 12:40, and police have been here ever since. They even brought the mobile command center out here to this scene. That's how serious of an investigation this is here on Barton Street. I'm going to get you right to the video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Take a look at this. This will show you a little bit more of what we're looking at here. It's a home that's a little bit further up Barton Street. Around the corner there, you can see some of the yellow tape that surrounds it, some of the detectives off in the distance there. Police tell us around 12:40, that's when they got the call that someone had been shot here. They showed up here, and an ambulance took that man to the hospital where he later died because of his injuries. We're going to learn who he is. We're going to learn if they have any suspects at this point. That's part of the story that we're still working to gather some information on. Police do say they believe this is an isolated incident, but I'll keep you updated. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRL News.
New this morning, police in Roxborough are looking for a person who shot a store clerk during an armed robbery. It happened last night around 9 at Cash Store on Club Lake Street. When police got there, they found a clerk who was shot in the arm. Police say this is the second robbery at the same spot in 2 days. The first was an attempted robbery with no shots fired and nothing was stolen.
Today, students in Durham Public Schools will be back in class after missing 2 days because of call-outs by transportation support staff. This week, the board plans to meet with the Durham Association of Educators to try to find a solution to ongoing pay concerns they're having among district employees. The DAE says it did not coordinate the protests Friday or Monday. Classes have now been disrupted 4 times in recent weeks because of staff calling out. The board says it is working on options for restoring salary steps that were taken away from employees. They have a vote scheduled for next week's board meeting.
Breaking news. Police and fire investigators are trying to find the cause of a fire at a Fayetteville hotel that forced people out of their rooms in the middle of the night. Crews responded to the Red Roof Inn off Owen Drive just after 2 this morning. They found flames on the 3rd floor of the building that were already out when they got there. People who were staying in the hotel evacuated the building because of the alarm. Crews remained on scene to ventilate the building. Today, Raleigh City leaders will take a closer look at plans to revitalize part of Fayetteville Street downtown. WRL's Laura Levine is live in downtown Raleigh this morning. Laura, this is part of an effort to create a more vibrant atmosphere on Fayetteville Street.
It is, Renee. Good morning. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will present what they call their 10 big ideas for Fayetteville Street here behind me. You can see City Plaza has so many businesses here, but some of their ideas include creating this into a front porch with flexible play space and North Carolina artwork painted on the street. Now check out some of the renderings for the project. The DRA and the City of Raleigh will review the first set of recommendations from a study developed by the consultant team led by Interface Studio. The recommendations include building a strong foundation to ensure downtown is clean, safe, and vibrant, develop a family-friendly itinerary and route around Fayetteville Street attractions, add more housing on and around Fayetteville Street, and to connect Fayetteville Street to nearby amenities. Economic leaders believe this is a street and area that has been disconnected from other downtown districts for far too long. Other plans include seasonal pop-ups like an ice skating rink and some more art installations like the one we saw here during the holiday season. A city council will meet today at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
There is a new documentary out that examines the 2015 murders of 3 people in an apartment in Chapel Hill. It's called 36 Seconds, Portrait of a Hate Crime. It features new interviews about the killings of Dia Barakat, Yusor Abbasallah, and her sister, Razan Abbasallah. Now, the emotional documentary includes a confession from convicted murderer Craig Hicks. The film premiered last night with a screening at the Carolina Theater in Durham. After the film, a panel discussed the investigation. One panelist shared how the case has affected the Muslim community.
After losing them in such a heinous way and realizing that even if we stay sheltered, this hate is still going to find its way to us. And we can't continue to just let it happen.
Craig Hicks is now serving 3 life sentences after pleading guilty in June of 2019. The film will be screened again tonight, 6:30 at the Carey Theater. It'll be shown at NC State next Monday night.
6:09 on your Tuesday morning. Today, we're expecting to learn who will replace George Santos in Congress, how the special election could change the dynamics in the U.S. House.
And here's a gadget, Renee, that could change the way we receive care as patients. Why this doctor believes the Apple's Vision Pro headsets could redefine medicine. And talk about redefining our weather forecast, the wind. Boy, really ripping up out there.
Yeah, we've seen some gusts 40 to 45 miles per hour already. We do have a WRL weather alert day for today. And you can see the camera really shaking there in Goldsboro. I'll show you what it will feel like when you step out the door.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up-to-the-minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We still have a little bit of lingering rain from yesterday's system, bringing some showers from the Triangle area on up to the north and east. We had some rain and even a few thunderstorms up around Roanoke Rapids. That's moved out, but this is the last bit of the rain that we'll likely see out of the system from Wake Forest and Lewisburg eastward down here, just northwest of Wilson, over toward Rocky Mount. We have that line of showers there. It's not going to cause you any real problems. Just expect that little band of rain. It should be out of here by 7:30, 8 o'clock. Wind advisory in effect, of course, for today. We take a look at our winds right now. The gusts are in the box on the right, so gusting to 25 in Southern Pines and in Clinton. We're gusting to 34 in Fayetteville and 38 in Goldsboro. Coming up, we're going to talk about our hour-by-hour wind gusts into the afternoon.
6:13 right now as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Still have some light showers out there. Looks like the roads are drying out, though, in some spots as we take a live look at 87 at New Hope Road. As that wind kicks up, you'll notice that a lot of those damp roads will start to improve. A couple of disabled vehicles that I'm watching in Raleigh, not causing any big problems for the moment at least. All of your major approaches into Raleigh are looking fine. We'll take a closer look at Durham coming up in just a few minutes.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center in the Northeast, seeing a lot of snow right now. This is the New York City skyline. You can barely make it out because of the snow that is falling this morning. They have the potential to see 2 to 3 inches an hour, up to a foot of snow today. They're also expecting strong wind gusts, 25 to 35 miles per hour. And this, of course, affecting airports right now. I am keeping an eye. FlightAware saying that LaGuardia, JFK, and Boston seeing a lot of flight delays. LaGuardia, 380 cancellations, 15 delays. Over in Boston, 213 cancellations. A little closer to home here at RDU, we also are seeing those cancellations and delays. 28 cancellations, 7 delays. That has ticked up just a little bit. But again, those airports up north, LaGuardia, JFK, Newark, if you are flying there today, just check your flight before you leave the house.
What a travel mess. And keeping it in New York, today voters there will go to the polls for a special election to replace ousted Congressman George Santos. Democrat Tom Suozzi is squaring off against a relative newcomer, Republican Mazie Pillup. Suozzi was a congressman representing the district before he lost to Santos in the 2022 election. Santos was expelled from the House in December. If Republicans lose the seat, it will immediately shrink the already tight margin in the House.
A New England surgeon is touting the health care benefits of Apple's new Vision Pro headset. Dr. Raphael Grossman is considered a tech leader in medicine, and WRL's Ken Smith is here with why this doctor is calling this new Vision Pro headset a near-perfect gadget, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Grossman says this Apple product could soon redefine medicine and how people receive health care. He's a longtime trauma surgeon at Portsmouth Regional Hospital in New Hampshire. He says these new headsets have a high image quality, easy to use, operating with a flick of your wrist, with minimal instruction needed. Dr. Guzman is pushing the notion this new technology could be a game changer for healthcare professionals when treating patients.
That computer that, for example, the nurses on the floor, you know, are pushing, you know, 24/7, you know, from room to room, and again, turning their backs to the patients because they need to, you know, input stuff, and that stuff can become intuitively there with the patient in front of them.
Now, the $3,000-plus price tag notwithstanding, Dr. Guzman says the Vision Pro that blends digital content with your physical space could be revolutionary. He's been testing the headsets for weeks and sharing his insights online. By the way, Dr. Guzman made headlines a decade ago when he became the first doctor to live stream a surgery using Google Glasses. Remember them? Well, they've been discontinued, of course. But clearly, Jeff, Dr. Guzman, it is all about what's new, what's next, what's happening now when it comes to high tech and medicine.
It is a new era. He's not afraid of that technology. Mm. You talk about the rapport between a doctor and a patient. Now you have to interact with that as well, technology.
It's all there.
Thanks, Ken.
It's a new day.
A downtown square in Savannah, Georgia is now named in honor of a black woman who taught formerly enslaved people to read and write. The city voted in 2022 to remove the name of former Vice President John C. Calhoun from the square. Calhoun was a slave owner. It's now been renamed to honor Susie Taylor King, a former Army nurse and Civil War icon. Her name was chosen after a year-long voting process. A new chapter is being written at the NC State Fairgrounds. A two-story food hall is coming to the area near Dorton Arena, replacing the 70-year-old lunch stand building. State Ag Commissioner Steve Troxler shared a sketch of what the new building will look like during a meeting on Monday. It will be called the Midway Event Center. It will have indoor and outdoor seating as well as event spaces. This is part of a larger improvement project for the fairgrounds that will take 3 to 4 years to complete.
We have hours to go until the wind is going to let up out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now. That is the cause of our weather alert day today.
We have a wind advisory until noon, but the wind is not going to stop at noon. We'll continue to see some breezy conditions just gradually tapering off through the afternoon. We've had some showers this morning. Remember all the rain that we ended up with yesterday? That system is gradually pulling away, and it's causing some windy conditions, and I'll explain why coming up. Then we look ahead. Our next chance of rain, what you know, it is Saturday. Of course, we had such a pretty Saturday this past week. I guess we can't complain too much. Here's a look at the last bit of rain that is moving out of here with the system that brought us all the rain yesterday. We still have a little bit of that in parts of Wake County, up around Lewisburg to Red Oak, but from Rocky Mount down toward Bailey and Elm City, that's where we're seeing that line of showers. That's briefly going to be heavy, and then it's going to zip right on out of our viewing area. Here's a look at Futurecast. That last bit of rain moves out between 7:30, and then we begin to see some clearing. It may be that it takes a while before we see the clouds clearing in our northeastern counties. That may be the last place to clear around the middle of the afternoon. Our wind advisory is in effect until noon for gusts at 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that's why today is a WRL weather alert day. The wind advisory covers the entire viewing area, and we've already seen some gusts in Fayetteville at 40 to 45 miles per hour. This is a look at our wind gusts, so we're going to see decreasing winds this afternoon, but we're looking at potentially in the triangle the strongest winds being between, say, 8 a.m. and noon, and then gradually tapering off. We'll definitely end up seeing some gusts up to around 45 miles per hour, as we've already seen that. Why is it so windy today? It's because of the low pressure system that brought us all the rain yesterday. It is gradually pulling off to the north and east. And a side note, it is producing a lot of heavy rain. You probably just saw Michelle McConaughey talking about that heavy snow in New York. It's going to be because of that low. This high pressure system building in behind it, and the difference in pressure between the two of these, the wind rushes from the high to the low. So we're going to see that cooler air filtering in. The tighter these lines are together, the closer they are, the stronger the winds. But as that low moves away, the winds will begin to relax a little bit. We call that a tight pressure gradient, and that brings us windy conditions. It's damp to wet really all across our area, from Goldsboro to Fayetteville to Apex to Chapel Hill. But look at that. There's a little bit of blue starting to show up there in Goldsboro, and we'll definitely be seeing that today. There's the low that's moving on out, and you can see all the blue. You see the snow there? That's our real-time satellite, so it's coming down there up in the northeast. Here's what's likely to happen for us next. High pressure builds in, bringing us a calm day for Wednesday, Thursday, and even Friday. Eventually, we see our next front coming through. That's going to help to bring us some rain late Friday night into Saturday. You can see those showers first thing Saturday morning, so that's going to be with us at least for part of the day. We'll see temperatures cooling off over the weekend, but it looks nice for Thursday and Friday. A little bit cooler for tomorrow. We have some cool mornings ahead, too, Brian. We're looking at near freezing conditions for Thursday morning.
All right, it is 6:21. As we take a look at traffic, still looking fine out there. Those showers are now moving off to the eastern side of Wake County and out of the triangle. Watching a little bit of a delay building on 64 westbound, the usual congestion leaving Zebulon, heading back toward Lizard Lick Road. Also a couple of disabled vehicles reported in Wake County, but they're not causing any problems. We'll head over to Durham, where the roads are still wet out there at 885 at TW Alexander Drive. That northbound trip seeing just a 1 minute delay between I-40 and I-85. Southbound 885 also looks fine this morning.
Brian, thanks. Thousands of flight attendants nationwide are going to the picket line today. The changes they're pushing for in what's expected to be the largest action by flight attendants ever.
Fans of The Daily Show are welcoming back an old friend to the desk. Jon Stewart's return to the show after nearly a decade is what's trending next.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
A familiar face is back on late night TV, skewering the news of the day.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Jon Stewart is back as host of The Daily Show. The audience gave him a standing ovation as he returned to the desk last night for the first time since 2015. Stewart is going to host the show every Monday night for the next 9 months for the 2024 election.
Yeah, pretty cool arrangement for Jon Stewart. So he will host Monday nights and then he executive produces the other nights. So he gets out of that daily news grind like he did before. But like before, last night he's not afraid to tackle tough subjects. And he talked about the age issue for President Biden and candidate Trump. The king of late night satire is back.
Yeah. But one night a week, leave them wanting more, I guess. That's the idea.
Remember when late night TV used to just be fun and silly? David Letterman and all
this?
You know?
Yes, I do.
It was fun. One of the most popular ads of the Super Bowl was the Dumb Kings, featuring Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Tom Brady. And Dunkin' capitalized on the buzz by selling limited edition Dumb Kings tracksuits. And they sold out 19 minutes after they went on sale on the Dunkin' website yesterday afternoon. 60 clams each, and unfortunately, Jeff, you missed out.
I know, but they're reordering them, so I'm not out of it yet. I mean, look at them. They're flashy. They're beautiful.
You and Brian could rock that orange suit.
Tom Brady in this commercial. I mean, he played in the game for all those years, and now he's in commercials in the game. Ben Affleck, last year's Dunkin' commercial, made $10 million. Yeah, they paid him $10 million for the commercial. This year is a minute long. I don't know how much they paid
him. I'd wear that tracksuit for that price.
What a country.
$10 million.
Sure. Brian, thank you. Well, today is Galentine's Day. It's a day where women celebrate the bonds they have with other women instead of focusing on romantic relationships. The idea came from an episode of the sitcom Parks and Recreation, where Amy Poehler's character threw an annual Galentine's Day bash to celebrate for friends. You can celebrate by grabbing a cup of coffee or having dinner or girls' night out.
It's a WRL weather alert day. We have a wind advisory in effect until noon. I'll show you the timeline for the winds as we get through the day.
We're in downtown Raleigh on Fayetteville Street, where those winds are continuing to pick up. Just ahead, what we've learned about power outages in the last 15 minutes.